Mark, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, you're welcome.
These descriptions we're hearing, immigrant kids surging over the border in waves, even a tsunami, folks talk about controlling the border. It seems like we should be talking about controlling the thesaurus.
Well, we certainly should be talking about controlling our language because you want to report accurately what is happening. And at the same time, obviously, you want to use words that convey the right images, but you don't want to be alarmist either.
It's interesting. Here in Texas, the Republican candidate for lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick, made headlines this spring when he talked about an invasion at the border. But now we're hearing descriptions like that every day. What do you think makes loaded language like this suddenly spread everywhere?
Well, part of it is that each side on the political aisle has an agenda, and they want to make their points, and they're using language to score those points. And it's very easy, you know, reporters, journalists reach for words that will convey some action, will convey some drama. And it's easy to get caught up in sort of that wave, to use that word, while you're doing your reports.
I want to talk a little bit about a word that's generally been accepted now as the descriptor of this situation, and that's crisis. You know, a few weeks ago, this wasn't considered a crisis, even though the kids were crossing the border then, too. How does a word like crisis, which initially sounds pretty loaded politically, take root?
Well, I know in our newsroom, we're constantly checking the dictionary. That may sound funny, but we're always looking for the right words to convey what it is that's happening. Crisis is a word that conveys, you know, that there's a situation that needs to be addressed. It's a serious situation, not a catastrophe, perhaps not a disaster, not a tsunami of people coming across the border, but a serious situation that needs to be addressed. And when you've got hundreds, some places thousands of kids who need help right now, that does seem to be a crisis. So that word moved from the politicians, and this is one case where I think the media is okay. Being responsible, mm-hmm. It's a word that does describe what's going on. Maybe you just don't want to overuse it.
So another thing the media have been wrestling with is how to describe the kids involved in this themselves. Are they immigrant children, migrant kids, unaccompanied youths? Any way you describe them can so easily be a loaded term.
One thing we discuss a lot is when should you and shouldn't you stick labels on individuals or groups? If you do, you really need to be careful that it's the right one. Or think about whether it's better to describe the actions. These are young people who have crossed the border illegally without their parents. These are young people who have been sent to the United States from other countries by their parents and have entered illegally. I know it takes a few more words. I know on radio sometimes that's hard, but a few more words sometimes can then really help the listener get through it. And frankly, protect the news outlet's credibility.
So how do you, as the standards and practices editor at NPR, approach a situation like this?
We talk about it a lot. Each day, there's a discussion. You know, the day before, we might have been comfortable with using this sort of language. Well, maybe the situation has changed, so we talk about it again. It's an evolving sort of ongoing debate within the newsroom whenever you have stories like this playing out.
Mark Memmott, Standards and Practices Editor at NPR, thanks.
You're welcome.